Lady Anastasia stopped on her way past the entry hall. The loud pounding started again. Why is someone pounding on the door? And where is Henry the butler? Her curiosity piqued, Lady Anastasia decided to answer the door herself. She quickly crossed the ornate entrance hall, with its gleaming Italian marble and golden mirrors. She swung the heavy oak door open and spent the rest of her life wishing she'd gone in search of Henry instead. Several soldiers stood outside the door, covered in mud. They carried a man on a wooden slab. Blood was everywhere. Major Mikhail Cavendish, commander of His Majesty's army, stood at attention, his fist poised to pound once more. Anastasia stepped back in alarm, gripping the door hard with both hands. Major Cavendish followed her inside, ushering the soldiers past him. He tried unsuccessfully to block her view of the wounded man with his tall, lanky body. "Where's Lady Evelyn, lass?" The major's frantic blue gaze darted here and there, searching for the lady in question. He swiped a hand at his silver-tipped hair, removing his hat. "She is..." As the soldiers rushed past, Anastasia got a look at the man's face, stopping the words in her mouth. "Papa!" Both hands came up to cover her mouth as she tried unsuccessfully to swallow the scream that rose in her throat. She stared, her mind refusing to understand what her eyes were telling her. Major Cavendish watched the girl warily, hoping in God she did not swoon. "Can I help you, sir?" Dimly, Anastasia was aware of Henry entering the hall. Major Cavendish turned with relief toward the butler. "Lord Covington has been gravely wounded. I'm looking for Lady Evelyn to tend to the wounded man until the King's physician arrives." Anastasia's eyes were riveted. Papa's usually jovial face was ashen grey. He lay as still as death. "This way, sir." Henry led the way out of the entry hall and toward the stairs. Major Cavendish wanted to avoid parading Lord Covington in front of his family, but that could not be avoided, and damn it, time was running out. He had to get Lord Covington some help before he bled to death from his wound. The soldiers followed Major Cavendish with their burden. Anastasia was awash with a sense of unreality. This could not be happening. Why did I not tell Papa I was sorry? Why did I not tell him I loved him, or explained what happened? Anastasia stared at a drop of blood on the tile. She was numb and her heart beat loudly in her head. In the background she heard Beatrice with her singing lessons and the pianoforte music as Rella practiced. They did not know of the terrible thing that was happening. "Miss Anastasia!" Henry was at her elbow, a frown of concern on his face. She was in shock. The last time she saw that much blood, she lost everything. She trembled violently and her stomach threatened to upend its contents all over the entry hall. Henry tried again. "Miss Anastasia!" He placed a hand on her shoulder and shook her gently. She jumped, her gaze slowly turned toward him. "Your mother asks for herbs in her medicine bag. She wants you to fetch them for her." Anastasia stared at him. She heard sound but could not make any sense of what he said. Another knock sounded at the door. Anastasia jumped again. She was still in the entry hall and Henry was speaking to her. "Your mother needs her herbs and medicines, Miss Anastasia. Could you fetch them for her?" Henry opened the door for the king's physician and glanced back at Anastasia as he took the man's coat and hat. Anastasia nodded, suddenly coming to the present. Papa needed the medicine. She hurried from the room to fetch the herbs. Guilt ate at her while she searched for her mother's bag of medicine. What if she was too late? What if she never got a chance to talk to Papa to explain? Anastasia found the bag of medicine and hurried to her mother. What seemed like a long time later, the door to the master chamber opened, and Henry stepped out into the corridor, a bundle of bloody linen in his arms. Anastasia jumped to her feet when she saw him. His weathered face was drawn with grief, and his grey eyes bright with emotion. She stifled the sob that rose in her throat. The distress in his expression confirmed what she already knew to be true. Papa is dead. This was the worst possible sort of nightmare, the worst because it was real. Anastasia had waited outside the chamber door for hours, listening to Papa moan and cry out. She paced and wrung her hands in agitation as she listened, her mind going over 1,000 scenarios with each moan. Guilt ate at her with each imagined scenario. She should have gone to the library the last time Papa was home and begged his forgiveness for being a disappointment to him. She should have tried harder to please him. She should have listened to him, and she never should have run away after he scolded her.